Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. The Lamar City Council gave third reading and adoption to a vacant building ordinance. This ordinance requires permits for vacant buildings in the Lamar's downtown historic district. The ordinance is to assure property owners that a vacant building complies with minimum standards and is not an immediate or potential safety risk. Fees for these permits have been set at $50. The City Council also set August 16 as the date for a public hearing on a joint paving project between the City and Plymouth County. Plans call for repaving two-thirds of a mile of 7th Avenue Southeast or County Road K-49 from 18th Street in Lamar's to south of 200th Street in Plymouth County. The estimated cost of the project is $911,000, with $625,000 coming from state DOT funds, $286,000 from local road use tax monies. Bids will be taken by the Iowa DOT on November 15, with construction to take place in 2023. The council also awarded a contract for repaving an intersection of Hawkeye Avenue and 12th Street Southwest. I&A Construction of Sioux City had the lowest of two bids on the project at $154,000. The project's estimate was $169,000. Lamar's new economic development director spoke to the city council for the first time Tuesday. Mark Gall began his duties in Lamar's on July 25 after previous stints in economic development in two other Northwest Iowa communities.
It's going to be exciting. Lamar's has done some pretty amazing things over the years. The way the housing is growing right now and the industrial park, the way that's grown around businesses that can support Blue Bunny. I'm just excited to be part of it and see where we can take it from here.
Gall describes the best assets available to encourage growth in the Lamar's area.
I'd say the greatest one is size. And along with size comes resources that we don't have in those communities. And then the partnerships. It's really struck me some of the partnerships that have taken place in Lamar's over the years. And so because of that, the community is able to get a lot of things done in a bigger hurry.
Gall intends to do in Lamar's what he's done in the other communities he has served. He's looking forward to shaping economic development efforts in Lamar's. Gall comes to Lamar's from Orange City and before that Sheldon, where he worked in both communities as an economic development director. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors tabled a proposal to hire a special deputy to provide security at the county courthouse. A retirement at that post has left a vacancy there. At Tuesday's board meeting, Sheriff Jeff DeBrink introduced Carl McIntyre as his choice to fill that position. McIntyre, originally from Pennsylvania, now of rural Lamar's, has been a part-time deputy and also serves part-time for the U.S. Marshal in Sioux City. DeBrink proposes that McIntyre be hired full-time, serving as court security, prisoner transport, and filling occasional road deputy shifts. The supervisors tabled a decision on that proposal, saying it needs more study. Sioux City firefighters performed a rope rescue at a cell phone tower. Firefighters were called out Monday at around 5 p.m. when a worker became trapped around 200 feet up in the tower after a temporary pole fell and pinned his foot. Two other tower workers were able to free him and lower him to a platform that was 150 feet above the ground. Sioux City Fire Rescue deployed a high-angle rope rescue team and climbed the tower to the platform and safely lowered the man to the ground. He was taken to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injury. The Iowa Crop and Weather Report for the final week of July shows half of Iowa topsoil is short or very short of moisture. That's a 12% increase from the previous week. Drought conditions intensified in northwest Iowa last week, and the condition of Iowa's statewide corn crop fell slightly to 76% good or excellent, according to the USDA. That's a 4-point drop from the previous week. The report indicates the conditions of soybean fields statewide declined slightly as well. A lack of rain is putting more stress on livestock, and the USDA indicates less than half of Iowa's pasture land for grazing is in good to excellent shape. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.